Joining us is Karen Struble-Myers, the president and CEO of United Way of the Laurel Highlands. Karen, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And of course, a busy campaign over the last couple of months, but your work at United Way goes on all year round.
Absolutely. You know, the impact that we make happens through community grant making, through local partner organizations. So they're always hard at work serving the people of Cambria and Somerset counties.
Campaign that's been going on recently, United Against COVID.
So we have a new campaign in partnership with the Tribune Democrat, as well as a lot of other community organizations like the 1889 Foundation, Kongsberg, the 1889 Jefferson Center, and UPMC Somerset, that focuses on the importance of masking up to stand up against COVID. Mm. You know, we recognize that masking is a really important public safety safeguard for all of us right now, and we really want to do our part to flatten the curve related to the spread of COVID while we recognize that vaccines are slowly starting to get out there. You know, we want to make sure that we're not in this for the long haul. You know, we've had a long time here in the pandemic since last March, and we really want to do what we can to flatten the curve and encourage good community practice of using a mask.
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe that right now is such a vital time because we've been through this now for the last 8-9 months or so, that there's a concern that there's becoming fatigue about these COVID concerns. But the sad irony is we are probably in just as bad of a spot as what we've ever been currently, and we need to get word out about this.
Absolutely. It's really challenging when you have folks that miss their families and want to be together, and you have the holidays, and, you know, no matter how you go about this, you know, it becomes really critically important to make sure that we are taking those public safety precautions. Mm-hmm. So the social distancing, the staying in, and of course using the mask. And I understand, you know, the mask, sometimes they get hot, they're uncomfortable,
right.
But you know, some of them have some really great fashion colors that we should all be considering. You know, I think we should make it in vogue to wear a mask. And I think that in talking about standing up to COVID, it's really a sign of solidarity that we can do this. And it's just such a simple request.
Yeah.
And while I recognize that there are some people for whatever medical conditions might not be able to wear them, you know, it's ever more important that we do our part to make sure that we're not hurting our neighbors who may be more medically sensitive than we are. So it really becomes a matter of being your brother's keeper and protecting one another.
You know, it's interesting that I've become so accustomed now to this mask ever since we started this, that there have been times where I've been home around my wife and kids where I realize that I have the mask draped around my ears for 5-6 hours at a time without realizing.
I've done the same.
It's all right. And the other big thing that I thought was really cool, too, I had to make a walk through downtown Johnstown the other day, and having the mask over my face kept me warm, you know, so there's a benefit to that this time of year also, Karen.
And they even make flannel masks, so if you want to stay extra toasty when you're outside, it's important to make sure you get a warm one. But certainly, you know, I think it's something that, you know, as you grow more accustomed to it, it just, you know, becomes part of your natural routine.
Yeah. And as you said, this is something that we're going to be in for quite some time, because even if vaccinations roll out 1 million a day, as what's being predicted, or the goal, 330 million people across the country, this is going to take some time.
Absolutely. And so in the interim, this is the best step that we have to make sure that everybody is safe and can remain as healthy as possible.
Yeah. So how does an idea like this come to fruition, Karen?
So it was really a grassroots effort with our board of directors. So we had a strategic planning session, and a comment was brought up about how nobody's really taken a leadership role in the community about emphasizing masking and what we need to do to slow the spread of the pandemic. And so Chip Mittermeier and Jerry Sihorchak, former Secretary of Education of the state of Pennsylvania, happened to be in a work group together, and they were bouncing ideas off of one another. And I saw some of the things that they were putting in our chat feed, and I said, I'm going to email you right after this. I have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so So we, of course, had a conversation, and all these wonderful slogans started to bubble out of it. And, of course, we said, what about stand up to COVID and, you know, and united against COVID? And so united against COVID really became that rallying cry for us. And so we wanted to pull people in from our board and from the community that were recognizable folks that can say to others, hey, this is a great thing to do, and I'm doing it, and I hope you will too. Because this is really a way of, you know, showing respect for one another and making sure that we're being mindful of everyone's health and safety.
Oh, wonderful. And involved with such great people. You know, Dr. Zahorchak's been a great friend of this show over the last few years as well. And he's one of those guys, you know, if you want something done in this area, he's a good person to have on board.
Most definitely. And of course, you know, Chip has been wonderful on the creative side with the Tribune Democrat and, of course, all of the wonderful photos that have been coming out. And honestly, the people that have been involved with the campaign have said it's the easiest photo I've ever taken. You don't even have to have a great smile. Put on the mask.
That's awesome. We're talking to Karen Struble-Myers, President and CEO of United Way of the Laurel Highlands. And associated with the pandemic has also been the fact that so many families, so many individuals around this area have been struggling with work and other needs. And something that United Way has been involved with now for some time has been the 211 campaign.
211 is a 24/7 hotline that we have set up in Cambria and Somerset counties related to essential health and human services. So if you're experiencing any type of health or human services need, you can give them a call and they can provide you with resources and referral information. And that's anything from finding childcare to finding emergency financial assistance for things like heating assistance and rental assistance. So it deals with some of the very basic needs to other more complicated issues that somebody might be experiencing, such as how to care for an aging loved one and the resources that you can find in the community. So it really covers all of the different types of human services, and we're talking everything from financial assistance and food insecurity to dealing with domestic violence to learning about weatherization programs, appliance replacements related to the energy reduction services, and of course, subsidized housing even. So there's a lot of different ways that people can be helped through this program. And I think that it's easily accessible to people. All they have to do is call or text 211 and a person will be there to provide you with information and referral and connect you with what you need.
What I love about this is, and it's as simple as this, Karen, I believe, that there are many people who don't have answers to some questions. And a lot of these are very simple questions. A lot of these, I'm sure, are more complex. But it's just a matter, if you have a question and you need to find the right resource to be pointed in the right direction, it's as simple as dialing or texting 211.
Absolutely. That's all a person needs to do. And, you know, people can get back to you via text. If you don't want to talk to somebody, there is a text option. So they can totally coordinate services through text as well.
Yeah. Karen, I also know there is an interesting training coming up.
Absolutely. So our United Way has become very committed to diversity, equity, and inclusion because we recognize that we have so many different types of people that make up the fabric of our community. So one of the things that we are doing is offering a series of free trainings. And the first training is on implicit bias. And so people will learn about what implicit bias is, why it occurs, and how it affects society. And really what we want to be able to do is get people to examine and understand that biases are not inherently bad, but in order to do no harm to others, we have to be aware of our biases and understand where they come from and how to proceed in building more welcoming and inclusive communities. So this is free and it's open to everybody. You know, we've been putting it out to our partner agencies, the business community, and anybody that's listening can simply register for it by emailing us at admin@uwlaurel.org. A lot of people have beliefs that they haven't really delved into. You know, one of the things that I always think about as a woman, you know, I think that there is sometimes a preconceived notion that really beautiful women can't be intelligent. You know, that's something that is a bias. And what it comes right down to is, you know, you have to say, you know, why is it that I believe this? And, you know, what is it about my upbringing and society that's told me, oh, if she's really beautiful, she can't be intelligent. And I mean, that's a really kind of, you know, middle of the road bias, so
right.
to speak. It's not exactly hurtful, but it's not exactly positive either. But those are the types of things that we're talking about, that, you know, you have these sort of seemingly benign biases, and then you have things that are much deeper that you want to take a look at and say, you know, why do I feel that way?
Right.
You know, have I ever really had this type of experience? And what can I do to understand another person's perspective? I think a lot of times perspective taking is really critical in what that we need to be doing, and listening and trying to walk in that other person's shoes for a while.
I couldn't agree more, Karen. Absolutely. Absolutely correct. If people want to reach out to you and find out more information about United Way, and as we established early, it's not just the fundraising campaign that you do toward the end of the year. You're at this job all the time, so you're always looking for people to help out. How can they get in touch with you?
They can connect with us by visiting our website at uwlaurel.org, or they can email us at admin@uwlaurel.org.
Karen, always enjoy the conversation. Thanks so much for taking the time today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.